We often confuse being nice with being kind. But there is an important difference between the two. Being nice is often about protecting, defending, and controlling how someone else feels about us in the moment. While being kind is about serving what is best for everyone, including you, in the long term. We may avoid a difficult conversation because we don't want someone to be upset with us. In the moment, that feels nice. But if the conversation could help that person grow, improve, or avoid a bigger mistake, avoiding it may not actually be kind. Nice is about being liked. Kind is about being of service. Being nice can protect, defend, and control the present feelings that we have. Being kind protects our future self and our future outcome. The first lesson that I've learned about being nice versus being kind is we must look at approval versus the truth. When we're focused on approval, what I call FOPO, the fear of other people's opinion, the fear of defense and control of how we communicate, we may avoid conflict without feedback, or even tell people what they want to hear instead of what we believe will help them or what they may even need to hear. We see so many people we care about making destructive dis-ease in their personal and professional lives. Being nice might mean saying, I support you in whatever you decide. And being kind means saying, I support you, which is why I need to elevate your decision with my questions and my suggestions. We shouldn't confuse avoiding discomfort with creating value. Asking difficult questions and making suggestions, sometimes the kindest thing we can do, requires us to share our thoughts, our perceptions, and the meaning which we consider to be our truths. We must understand that this idea is a bigger idea. If you look at the omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing that loves us, protects us, perfects us more than our mom, that omniscient, all-powerful being, that omniscient, all-powerful, infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, your God has no problem creating conflict in your life. Especially as parents, we have a difficult time doing the same to those children that we want to protect, promote, love, and perfect in the same manner, but we are too nice to provide them the opportunity to learn through the evidence that isn't there or contrary to where we want to be, or the questions and suggestions that are uncomfortable for others. Your God has no problem doing that, but we have a problem doing that to the people that we love the most, especially because people seek approval and God does not. God lives in the truth, and you should live in that truth as well, your truth. Now, you don't tell people what to do because you may be wrong, but you certainly need to speak up with your questions and your suggestions to determine if you're right or wrong, in an appreciation of those differences. Asking questions whether we're communicating from a position of courage, the ability to speak our truth, or fear, the FOPO, this idea, the fear of other people's opinion, this is the transition between FOPO and JOPO. When we utilize our effective communication to ask uncomfortable questions and give uncomfortable suggestions, our FOPO turns to JOPO, the joy of other people's opinion. When we tell our truth with intention of helping through the methodology of questions and suggestions, when we have that intention, it is not hurting. I want you and us to ask the right questions of ourselves as well. Replace, will they still like me, with, how can I best serve them? We no longer want to seek approval. We want to seek the truth through the methodology of questions and suggestions. Lesson number one, if you would like the exercises to practice questions and suggestions, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I will send you the replay of this. I'll send you my book. I will send you the exercise on FOPO and JOPO on the questions and suggestion methodology in order to effectively understand the difference between the seeking of approval and seeking our truth. The second lesson of being nice versus being kind is another grandiose conflict of human beings, which is our short-term comfort versus our long-term outcomes. So many of us seek a short-term comfort instead of the long-term outcomes in which we desire, that aggregates, accelerates, and compounds exponentially. Being nice often optimizes our comfort now. Kindness considers what creates the greatest outcome later. When we're able and capable of prioritizing someone's immediate feelings over their future growth, we can unintentionally enable the behavior that will limit their self-image and hold them back because they never will overachieve their own self-image. We actually end up hurting them. When someone in our spheres of influence, our families, our friends, our associates, our vendors, our teams, isn't performing or acting or intending in the right direction, repeatedly telling them they're doing great may feel compassionate, but we're taking away the opportunity to learn, improve, or discover something better, aligned with their divine direction, aligned with development of their skills, development of their knowledge, and the increase in their desire or inspiration. We are disempowering them. Kindness without the truth becomes enablement. Kindness without the truth is being nice. We can care about someone's feelings while still caring enough to challenge them with questions and suggestions. Not demandments, but commandments, working with them through a process of learning from each other, but also as a process of vetting what we're talking about and trusting what they're talking about and their perceptions, knowing that it is their thoughts, their perception, their meaning, their intention, and their behaviors that will create their long-term outcomes, not yours. So many of us don't consider the long-term outcomes, even when we are looking at the short-term comfort. We need to consider the long-term impact of the conversations we're avoiding. You need to stop and drop and roll when you are avoiding something and ask yourself why. The same way you need to stop, drop, and roll with everything that resonates with you, which means I strongly feel this positively in a divine direction, or I strongly feel against it. And if so, I can't avoid it. I need not go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. I need to supply it. I need to supply it with the light, the love, and the lessons that it contains, knowing that every one of these avoidances has a solution in it, but I cannot avoid it. When we give feedback, knowing that nobody, including us, likes feedback in the present, but when we are able and capable of giving feedback through questions and suggestions, not demandment, but commandment, this creates an opportunity for expansion, acceleration, aggregation, and growth that creates compounding impact compounding outcomes in the long term. Remember, we will measure kindness by the value not only that we create, but we articulate. I'll repeat that. We will measure kindness by not only the value we create, but by the value we articulate, and especially not simply the comfort that we're trying to preserve. Comfort is not ease. Comfort can create in the comfort zone dis-ease, a constrictive energy that makes less and less things possible. It limits our preferences, and our preferences are what dictate our happiness by understanding the limitations that it sets upon our days, weeks, months, years, and lives. This understanding of what we seek as preference can limit us and our self-image. And remember, you never will overachieve your own self-image. If you would like the exercise guides, my book, if you'd like the replay of this training, email me, David Means Beloved@D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be that beloved servant. David@dmeltzer.com about short-term comfort versus long-term outcomes as we look at nice versus kind. The third lesson for today in nice versus kind is expansion. The expansion of these circles of compassion. Expanding our circles of compassion is when we're primarily concerned with how others perceive us. Our perspective becomes centered on ourselves. Kindness requires us to expand our circle and consider what serves the greater good in the divine time or long term. So we need to ask the right questions, give the right suggestions. So instead of asking, oh, will they be upset with me? We will consider how a decision affects everyone involved, our families, our teams, our organizations, our community, our neighborhood, and our relationships, the relativity of all relationships. We need to look at the greater good. We need to put it into a divine time perspective. We need to know that there's no evidence, and the evidence is contrary to where we want to be when we're expanding our circle of compassion. We are influenced by the spheres of influence. The larger our comfort zone becomes, the larger our learning zone becomes, the farther out the anxiety becomes. The less our behaviors, which are created by our thoughts, perception, meaning, and intention of what we do say, think, feel, and believe, the less of our behavior is controlled by the need to defend, prove, and control the needs of our egos that edges goodness and God and gold and all the great G's out of our lives, the E-G-O. And the more it is directed by service, the more we will expand the comfort zone and the learning zone, pushing the anxiety zone far, far away. What we need to do to expand our circles of compassion is look far beyond our immediate emotional response and reaction to that. Reminding ourselves that uncertainty is 24 hours. That's why we have non-negotiable behavior to mitigate the 24 hours of uncertainty by having certainty of behavior, even though there's uncertainty of circumstance or evidence. And so we need to look beyond not only those uncertainties that create the need to defend, prove, and control, but how we emotionally react to the need to defend, control, and prove. Those reactions of the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. Just think about if you could change all the time you worried, interfering with your potential, praying for what you didn't want into kind acts, into kind thoughts, into kind perception, meaning and intention, and even kind behaviors. Imagine how much value you would be adding to your expanding circle of compassion. We need to ask, what is it that creates the greatest value for everyone involved? we need to look at the divine, infinite intelligence, intuition, inspiration, and energy that exists and figure out what we're doing to separate ourselves from it or interfere with it. When we make these decisions, understanding, expanding our circle of compassion, the spheres of influence of compassion and kindness versus wanting to be nice, we will make decisions from service rather than that separation or interference. If you would like the exercise guides, my book, or the replay for expanding our circles of compassion or this entire training, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. The next lesson, perspective, empathy, and the four values. As I mentioned before, our thoughts become our perspective, and our perspective is our ability to find the light, the love, and the lesson to provide the meaning to our past, the memories of the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies in which drive our decision-making process. But our perspective isn't necessarily our reality. Our reality is formed by what divine direction we take, who we can help and who can help us, and how we best behave in alignment with making those decisions. Our now is our reality. That's why we do it now and do it next, because 100% of the things we do now get done. And once they're done, they're a reality. Then once again, they become a memory. Then it becomes a meaning. And that meaning then becomes our intention. And our intention then becomes our behaviors. And our behaviors determine the exponentiality of our results. Think about when we are in a disagreement, at dis-ease with self or others. Instead of immediately proving something, defending something, controlling something, our position, our perspective, what if we asked, what are they seeing that we're not seeing? This is the crux of the difficult position that people are in today, because they're not appreciating the differences. They're not appreciating the differences. And that question creates space for understanding instead of judgment conditions, separation that creates interference. We want to create space for unity, not dis-ease. We want to create space for the ease to flow in the infinite amount of energy, intuition, into inspiration that allows us to dissipate and dissolve the judgments and conditions that limit our self-image. And as a reminder, you never will overachieve your own self-image. The idea of perspective, empathy, and these four values of gratitude and empathy, accountability, and effective communication, empathy does not require agreement. In fact, most of the time it shouldn't. It should require understanding, appreciation, through gratitude, by seeking the love of the lessons in other people's opinion, other people's perspective, other people's meaning, other people's thoughts. When we seek the understanding and appreciate the differences while remaining truthful about what we think, say, do, feel, and believe, our four values of gratitude gives you that perspective to find the light, the love, and the lessons. Empathy to be at ease, to forgive ourselves so we can give that forgiveness to others. I see so many vengeful and revengeful people. Vengeful and revengeful people. And just as a cliche, being vengeful and revengeful is like taking poison and thinking the other person is going to die. Accountability, the ability to learn and take control of the uncertainty, or I should say taking control during the 24 hours of uncertainty, accountability, asking ourselves, what did I do to be responsible? What did I do to attract this to myself? What did I do to participate in this perspective? And most importantly, what am I supposed to learn from it so I can expand the circles of comfort, the spheres of influence? And then finally, the fourth value of effective communication. not just effectively communication with everything that exists in the man-made constructs of this earth, but effectively communicate with the source, with your God, the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing that protects us, promotes us, loves, and perfects us. How well are we effectively communicating or interfering with it? How often are we at ease or at dis-ease? This will help us combine truth with love. We need to practice gratitude by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in every circumstance, every evidence that's non-existent, every evidence that's contrary. We need to find the light, the love, and the lessons in every person, place, thing, event, trauma, and remembrance, reminder, and recollection in our life. We need to use empathy to understand the perspectives that are different from our own so that we can be at ease, but more importantly, even identify that which is putting us at dis-ease, the po-po and the FOMO, the fear of other people's opinion, the fear of missing out, and turn it and translate it into JOPO and JOMO, the joy of missing out, the joy of other people's opinion, the joy of other people's perspective. We need to take accountability and take control of our lives for what we're meant to learn and the meaning that we give what we've learned so that it turns into the intention of what we do, say, feel, believe, and think, which then translates into the behaviors that create those exponential outcomes, the compounding impact of acceleration and aggregation of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, of our behaviors 7 days a week in a consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. And finally, we need to effectively communicate with transparency without becoming interfering, without limiting our self-image, without putting more dis-ease instead of less, finding resolutions with every problem. The solution already exists. It's just a lapse of time. We want that to be less destructive, less dis-ease. If you would like the replay from today or the guides or this exercise, perspective, empathy, and the four values, then please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number five is the courage to say no. I have so many no rules that create boundaries for ourselves, a framework for ourselves, an efficient, effective, productive, accessible, gracious use of time. We need to utilize that courage to say no, whether it's the 3 no rule, which I'm happy to send you, or the 25 no rule. These are exercises that I utilize to create courage, repetition, ease, and comfort in saying no. You are made by the people that you say no to. You're made by the people that you say no to, because every yes has a cost of at least time, emotion, and value. Every yes. When we say yes simply because we are afraid to disappoint somebody or upset somebody or create discomfort in somebody, growth in somebody, we may create expectations that we cannot fulfill, because they're based on time, emotion, and value. And time, emotion, and value instantly changes the minute we say yes. That's why understanding and being courageous to say no, and no may say not at this time, because you never know what happens with time, because time, emotion, and value changes immediately when you say yes or no. I love to tell people not at this time, which leaves me an open-minded, open-hearted and open-handed person, but knowing and aligning with what I can fulfill and what I can't. Because in essence, I'd like to say yes to everything, but I can't, because I'm limited by the 24 hours in a day, and 12 hours of those are non-negotiable. A truthful no or not at this time can sometimes be far kinder than an enthusiastic yes that you may not be able to fulfill, because you are afraid of disappointing someone. When we agree to a commitment, even though we may or we know we don't have the time, value, or emotion, resources, capability, or even the desire to fulfill it, our yes feels nice initially. But ultimately, that niceness creates disappointment for everyone involved, which doesn't feel nice anymore and certainly isn't kind to our future selves or other people's future self. These courageous no's create the boundaries, the frameworks that, believe it or not, are not inherently selfish. These boundaries, communicated with gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, will be, in the long run, these boundaries will be, in the long run, an act of kindness. One of my favorite taglines when I complete anything is, remember, be kind to your future self by saying not at this time, by aligning what you can do today, what you can do in the future, with what you're responding or promising. We need to evaluate the cost of yes before committing, including the emotional expense. Because remember, time, emotion, and value will change the minute we say yes or no. That's why if I say yes, I have taken into consideration utilizing the AAA strategy of alignment, action, and adjustment, and created a process or a boundary of alignment, action, and adjustment when I say yes or not at this time, which is no at this time, knowing that time, emotion, and value changes the minute I give an agreement, whether it's written, oral, verbal, with consideration, payment, or not. We need to stop using agreement as a way to avoid disappointment. And I need to reiterate that to people. Stop using agreeing with someone as a way to avoid disappointment. Use not at this time to help people, guide them, protect them, promote them, and perfect them towards where their divine direction is, and protect yours. When we're able and capable of communicating these boundaries clearly, respectfully, empathetically, creating buckets of what I can do. I can do this for free. I can do this in a group setting. I can do this one-on-one. I can do this in an advisory role. I can do this as an investment. What bucket do you fill into? And if you don't, do I know somebody else that can help you that may be aligned with where you'd like to be or better, with what you need or better? So therefore, I will say, not at this time, but I know somebody that may be able to help you, or yes, I can help you. That's why asking people on the other side, do you know anyone that could help you, is inclusive of the person you're asking and includes their entirety, their entire spheres of influence. We need to have the courage and the enlightenment to say, not at this time, a no, or understand the boundaries of our yeses, group, free, group, one-on-one, advisory or investment, the buckets that I have that nearly cover about 99% of the people that I can help, but the boundaries allow me to say, I can't do this at that time, but here's what I can do at this time. We need to have that courage. We need to create the boundaries. If you would like the AAA strategy, if you would like the 3 no rule, if you would like the 25 no rule, if you would like to learn how to say not at this time, if you would like to understand how time and emotion changes immediately when we say not at this time or yes, please let me be your beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. David at dmeltzer.com. The final lesson of being nice versus being kind. Not only having the courage to say no or not at this time, but communicating with courage and service. A lot of being nice revolves around our fear of a difficult conversation, uncomfortable questions. Difficult conversations become harder when we attach our response to the uncertainty. Difficult conversations become harder when we're attached to being right, being liked, or even getting someone to agree with us. We communicate more effectively when we're able and capable of detaching from those. those needs to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, or worried, that we need to be liked. What we need to do is reconnect to our thoughts, our perspective, our meaning, our intentions of what we do say, think, feel, and believe, and of course, our behaviors. When we connect to the thoughts, meanings, thoughts, perspective, meaning, intentions, and behaviors with service, we now have courage to help more people in the long run. But everybody needs to face difficult conversations, personally and professionally. We need to do things before the difficult conversations instead of thinking, how do we get them to agree with us? We need to ask ourselves, how can we best serve them in the infinite? That shift between the need to be right, to come to an agreement instead of come to appreciation and service, this shift changes not only the energy, but the intention behind every conversation, no matter how perceived difficult it is or full of dis-ease it may be. When we look to seek appreciation, understanding instead of agreement, we can approach every difficult conversation, dis-ease that exists in a positive, productive, accessible, and gracious manner. In order to do so, we need to use the cancel, clear, connect. When in any part of the equation, whether we're thinking, perceiving, meaning, intending, or behaving in ego, and to move from that reaction with fear to service instead, we will need to cancel the negative thoughts, perspective, and meaning, and sometimes even behaviors. If they keep repeating themselves, we know it's a greater problem than the conscious. It must be a problem of the subconscious, because the subconscious hosts about 10,000 of the same thoughts every day that are repetitive, and the majority of them are negative. And so as those negative memories that are stored from this lifetime or previous ones, if you believe in that, we need to clear our need to be right, offended, superior, or liked. We need to clear it. When we continually know that our subconscious is evoking the ego so that we now have a need to defend, to prove, or control the situation, which leads to a need to be right, offend them, or feel superior, or want to be liked. The FOPO and the JOMO. And what we need to remember, and recollect is to reconnect by shifting the energy of what we genuinely want for the other person, for the greater good, not in the short term. So try to cancel the negative thoughts, meanings, perspectives, intentions, and behaviors before we react. Try to cancel the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, or guilty. Try to react by canceling all of those things. Say it out loud, say it inside, it doesn't matter. Let's clear our conscious. Let's live at ease. Let's learn from the dis-ease. Let's clear our attachment to the FOPO, the approval, the right person, the right ideas. Let's clear out that attachment of the memories that we've stored, and let's recollect and clear any attachments that are not aligned with our divine direction. And let's connect. Let's clear the interference between us and the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. Let's connect with the infinite, abundant energy, intuition, intelligence, and inspiration that already exists. Let's connect to the outcomes that we desire in our divine direction, not for just us, but for everyone, especially the other person that we're engaged with. Let's connect to the ease to identify the dis-ease. And finally, let's communicate. Let's communicate the truth within and without. Let's communicate with the gratitude and empathy and accountability and the effective communication that we talked about, so that we can be courageous and of service for the greatest good, living in JOPO and JOMO. living with the joy of other people's opinion through appreciation, through these four values, and JOMO, the joy of missing out, of saying no. If you would like this sixth and final lesson, if you'd like the replay of this training, if you would like the book, the guides, the exercises, all you need to do is email me, david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Learn how to communicate with courage and service. So many people misinterpret being nice with being kind. There's a big difference. Nice is about being liked. Kind is about being of service. Being nice can protect others and your present feelings, but being kind protects the future. The future outcomes, the divine direction of where you want to be or better. Understand the difference between approval versus the truth. Go ahead and give up the short-term comfort for the long-term outcomes and the greater good. Expand the spheres of influence in our circles of compassion. Increase the comfort zone, the learning zone. Push your anxiety zone far beyond others. Share perspective with gratitude to give you that perspective, with empathy to give you ease, with accountability to give you control, and effective communication to allow you to live in spirit, inspired. Have the courage to say not at this time or quote unquote no, and create boundaries of yeses, buckets of maybe free and group and one-on-one and advisory and investment, whatever your buckets may be, so that you can say yes to more in an efficient, effective, and statistically successful way to be productive, accessible, and gracious in your time, your 24 hours of time. And then finally, communicate. Communicate with the courage and the service that is intended with being kind. The greatest leaders aren't simply trying to be the nicest people in the room. When they said nice guys finish last, that may actually be true, but kind guys don't. Kind people don't. They finish first. They're the tortoise. Nice people are the hare. The greatest leaders aren't simply trying to be the nicest people in the room. We should strive to be the kindest people in the room. Willing to tell the truth through questions and suggestions and hold ourselves and others accountable. Being forgiving and empathetic. Challenging through appreciation of those questions and suggestions. Supportive with that appreciation and helping everyone become something greater, expanding them than they are today. When our circle, our spheres of influence is small, we ask, do they like us? Are they upset with us? Hope they agree with us. When we expand our spheres of influence, our circle, our questions and suggestions change. What is my truth? What is their truth? How can I appreciate the differences? What is helpful? How can I help? Who can help me and how can I help them? What creates value in consideration and articulation of the time, emotion, and value that changes instantly upon every agreement, written, oral, implied, even with consideration or payment? And what serves the greatest good in the divine time, not in the man-made constructive short time of a day, an hour, a week, or a month, or even a year? Nice? Nice equals comfort. Plus approval. Kind equals truth plus empathy plus courage plus service. The more we focus in on being of service and values to others, the less we need that approval. Turn your FOPO into JOPO. Understand the difference between being nice and being kind. This has been our Friday training, which we've done for over 28 years. If you would like the guide exercises, my books, if you'd like the replay of this training to share with your friends, please email me, David, that means beloved, at D, that's my first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. Please email me, David@dmeltzer.com. be kind and nice when appropriate. But be kind to your future self for sure, and do good deeds